Thank you, Michelle. So, good evening, everybody. The other day, Michelle texted me to confirm I was coming tonight. I said, yes, I'm coming, but the sermon has not arrived. But I'm assuming that Spirit will tell me what to do. As I kept reflecting on what to speak about, and I was definitely going about it with, oh, well, I could go with what the portion of the Old Testament of the week, and I started going down that rabbit hole, and then I was going down the rabbit hole of Moses and Easter, and then I just got quiet, and I was thinking about what's happened in my own life over the last few weeks, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna share what happened and how God showed me grace to embrace grace. So recently, I've been getting what I like to call, there's a book that calls When God Winks. They're little messages from spirit, the universe, whatever you subscribe to, from my dear friend Alan, who passed away suddenly the night before Easter. And who's my soul best friend, one of them. And he described himself as an evolutionary mystic who just happened to be good at marketing. And we met at a retreat and we hit it off because we were really into business and marketing and also into spirituality. And Alan's work as an evolutionary mystic was about embodying and embracing all parts of oneself and letting them all have a voice, so that then you can eventually become still to hear the divine self and then ask divine spirit questions about what is the divine, most divinely guided action of the day, or what is my assignment. And so I've been off social media for the last 2 years. I found it to be quite noisy, and I just needed to quiet my mind. And about a month ago, there was I was told that a woman in my town passed away, and no one had called me except someone that wasn't really close with her, and I was a peripheral person in her life. And I went back on Facebook to see if I could see what happened, because there was nothing, there was no obituary, and it was just hearsay. And I felt guided to check it out. When I went on Facebook, I was tagged in a post from a mutual friend of Alan's. Her name is Lori Layden. And she's a transformational leader who did a lot of trauma healing for the, during when Newtown happened, when the kids were shot in the school, and she worked with the families and did a lot of trauma healing with them. And she did trauma healing work in Rwanda with the orphans who took care of their families after the genocide. And it was a tag, because I met her when I went to Houston to visit some friends, and Alan lived in Houston, and they happened to be teaching a workshop together, so I got to meet her. And so I wrote to her and I said, it was in January, so it wasn't that far away, but I said, I'm so grateful that you tagged me in this post about Alan. And we quickly said, let's get on the phone with each other. It didn't take long to schedule, and we were on the phone, and it felt like a long lost reunion. And then she told me she wrote a book called Embodying Grace. And so she sent me the book and like signed copy, and I started reading it. And well, let's just say grace was in my face. And when I received this book, I felt like I had, like it was like a long lost friend. And I was so grateful that Spirit sent it to me through Alan. And this is what the cover looks like. So it has this infinity sign with all this light. And so the book opens up with this poem, not necessarily written by her, but she felt guided to write it. include it, so I want to read it. Fall into Grace by Heather Mackay Young, reprinted here with Heather Mackay Young's permission. Come fly with me in gratitude, love, joy, and in wonder. I jump into divinity where it begins raining miracles as I fall into grace, a secret chamber where my heart is cracked open. Now fully present, I step out of the shadows in gratitude, love, joy, and wonder with the infinite possibilities of what might emerge and unfold. These seeds of my destiny held in trauma, and healing this trauma through the heart of the divine in gratitude, love, joy, and in wonder. Patient to the possibility of healing our world. But how? Through telling the truth with fierce courage and commitment, I pray through my body with resilience and resonance, in gratitude, love, joy, and in wonder, until my truth shifts. In this circle of love, I hear the voice of the divine. I see myself with the eyes of unconditional love. Trusting the invitation to fall into the unknown, in gratitude, love, joy, and in wonder, I spread my wings and have faith. I know I can fly. Moments of transcendence where all else falls away. Transforming the ordinary, we connect and hold space. In gratitude, love, joy, and in wonder, let me soak in the nectar, soothing each cell, mind, body, and soul. I surrender to stillness and dance in the field of love. Received in the rhythm of the infinity circle, grace transcends with sparkles of light, allowing it in me, through me, and for me. In gratitude, love, joy, and in wonder, miracles start popping, with seeds of my destiny blossoming, ripening to the perfect fruition through healing myself. Come fly with me in gratitude, love, joy, and in wonder. I jump into divinity where it begins raining miracles as I fall into grace. Lori's definition of grace is: grace is a transcendent experience of remembering your oneness with all that is. That scent of oneness or connectedness can be with yourself, other people, nature, and the divine one heart. We are in states of grace when we are aware of the divine truth, goodness, and beauty in whatever we are experiencing. We are at grace when we are one with our divinity. In states of grace, our ego and sense of separation dissolve into a resonance of harmony and peace with the one divine heart. Lori's descriptions of the five stages of grace and her 11-step healing process is beautiful. And if you feel guided, I invite you to buy her book and experience her words. The main point that I took away from the book is releasing the need for spiritual practice is now at a time where we need to embody the heart, brain, and body connection. When the ego is still running the show, then we are not in that grace that she mentions. She says you will know if you are in the state of grace when you are in stillness and we open our hearts. And as Psalm 46 says, be still and know I am God. She states, unfortunately, from what I've seen and experienced over my decades of being on a spiritual journey, much of what passes as spiritual growth is really spiritual entertainment, leading to spiritual bypassing, using our spiritual ideas and practices to rise above or deny or distract us from unpleasant emotions, experiences, and realities. Spiritual bypassing allows us to feel good in the moment and avoid the deeper work we need to do to truly evolve and connect with our divinity. Well, I resonated with that because I like to feel good. Who likes to feel pain? But That really hit hard for me. Yeah, I have been guilty of trying to alleviate my suffering by reaching for fast action bonus of healing. While I intellectually understand most of the spiritual concepts, I do not feel pain and suffering. Who would want to? There's a fear that I'll stay there. And I think a lot of people who are chasing down the spiritual life to get the Advil version of relief are finding there's no escape from the curriculum. I remember sitting in retreat with Baba Moses, and he gave us every year what our curriculum was. I said, "Does anyone graduate from this curriculum?" He says, "No." Maybe. Maybe we do. Taking time to be still with God is a message that keeps coming up over and over again as part of the curriculum, which is what is so beautiful about the consistent practice that we're always being encouraged to embody, like on Wednesdays. I love Lori's description of what is stillness. She has two quotes that describe the stillness perfectly. "We need to be alone within God, in silence to be renewed and transformed. In it, we are filled with energy of God Himself that makes us do all things with joy," Mother Teresa of Calcutta. "To the mind that is still, the whole universe surrenders," Lao Tzu. Lori defines stillness as a state of being where our heart, brain, and body are quiet, peaceful, and calm. It is a state in which we can become non-attached, witness to desires and addictions of thoughts, emotions, and behaviors that might arise in us. In the grace process practice of gratitude, love, joy, and wonder, we can drop into stillness more readily. Deep stillness allows us to experience feelings and state of awareness far beyond those we consider normal. In stillness, we are open to experience the grace of our oneness. I'm grateful to Spirit for showing me that I needed to see that post. Thank you, Lori, for your grace in reminding me of the mystery of surrendering to remember our divinity. Thank you to Alan for being my friend. Thank you to this community. Thank you for asking me to give this sermon. I'm grateful that I was able to share the book with those that did lose their friend a few weeks ago. God does bring us grace in all ways, even when we might feel we've lost the connection or feeling the pain directly through versus dancing around. As we ponder all that's happening in the world and our own soul's growth, I love the quote that Lori had in her book by Lao Tzu. "If we want to awaken all of humanity, then awaken all of yourself. If you want to eliminate all the suffering in the world, then eliminate all that dark and negative in yourself. Truly, the greatest gift that you have to give is that of your own self-transformation." This is the week of Easter and Passover, and I want to wish everyone a time of great remembrance of faith. I feel guided to close this out today, because it's the 27th day of March, to read from my favorite book of Psalms, Non-Meryl, Psalm 27. "Love is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Love is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When fears assail me, rising up to accuse me, each one in turn shall be seen in love's light. Though a multitude of demons rise up within me, my heart shall not fear. Though doubts and guilt do battle, yet shall I remain confident. One thing I've asked of love that I shall ever seek, that I might dwell in the heart of love all the days of my life. To behold the beauty of my beloved and to know love's plan, for I shall hide in love's heart in the day of trouble. As in a tent in the desert, away from the noise of my fears, And I shall rise above my struggles, my pain, shouting blessings of gratitude in love's heart, and singing melodies of praise to my beloved. Hear, O my beloved, when I cry aloud, be gracious and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart responds, your face, my beloved, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Do not turn from me. You who have been my refuge, enfold me in your strong arms, O blessed one. Though my mother and my father may not understand me, you, my beloved, know me and love me. Teach me to be love as you are love. Lead me through each fear. Hold my hand as I walk through the valleys of illusion each day that I may know your peace. I believe that I shall know the realm of heaven, of love here on earth. Call upon the beloved, be strong and trust in the heart's courage. Trust in the power of love. The beloved's unconditional and everlasting love for you. Amen. May you always embrace grace. Thank you.